Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Our friend and partner, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com is with us. We've got an hour of your calls to go. Next hour, the psychic cop joins us to talk about some very strange things. Chuck Bergman on Coast to Coast. And welcome back. George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We almost set a record with his web hits last hour. Let's do it again this hour. Just go to the website and download the Critical Health News app in the App Store. Take the Coast to Coast apps, too, and download it. Doc, this quick question in from Roberta. She says her CT arterial calcium score is 1,842. That seems high, doesn't it?
That's her calcium in her blood?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems a little high.
How do you get that down?
Okay. You need a supplement with minerals, including calcium. What happens is when your calcium is low, your parathyroid glands will pull calcium out of your bones to try and raise the level of calcium in the bones, and they tend to overreact. And so it's very common. Another thing they can do is to find out really what's going on is to get my book, Rare Earth Spin Cures. Go to chapter 10-11, starts out at page 272, and get a hair analysis. It tells you how to cut the hair, how to package it, where to ship it to. Don't forget to put the check in there because the lab won't run the test without it.
Right. Or credit card info.
Back. Sir?
Or credit card?
Or credit card, yeah. Credit card or something like that.
Just don't mail the credit card, right?
Don't mail the credit card, no. Just the number. At any rate, the whole thing is you'll get two charts back in about 2 weeks. One chart is the nutritional minerals, like 60 minerals, and if they're all down below the bottom line, that means you're not absorbing it because you're eating gluten and your intestines are dead, and even if you're supplementing, you can't absorb the minerals. So it's very valuable stuff. And then if everything, you're not eating gluten and so you're absorbing, your minerals should be all over the place and because you're not supplementing, and so you have some that are high, some that are low, some that are just in the right place. Because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And then, of course, there's another chart for toxic metals, lead and mercury and uranium and other stuff like that. And so if you do have toxic metals, we have it's called the herbal rainforest. It has 13 cleansing herbs and 75 minerals in it. Take an ounce of that twice a day. And then in, say, a month, do another hair analysis and see, and you'll see all those toxic metals will be down significantly or gone, okay? And so that's good. But this is something I want people to get a hair analysis like once a year because especially, you know, if you're not supplementing, that means you're depending just like Bruce Lee did, who depended on, quote, a good diet, unquote, and he died at 32 of a heart attack. And he was the fitness guru, you know, by every country in the world. And that's because he made a miscalculation believing falsely that he could, in fact, get everything he needs just by eating well. Can't do it.
To the phones we go. Debbie in New York to get us started. Go ahead, Deb.
Yes, George, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Dr. Wallach, I have a general question about the MRI machines, you know, for
yes.
Medical tests. I had an MRI a few days ago, actually 2 days ago, and and, you know, the lady said, oh, you're moving around. It was an MRI of my left knee. Oh, you're moving around. I was already in the machine for 17 minutes. The test was supposed to take 25 minutes. Oh, I must have been in there close to an hour. All right, so the question is, how dangerous, in your opinion, or how safe are the MRI machines when you have a test? Because it just seems like I have a lot of cramping in my muscles. You know, there was a lot of you know, banging on the machine during the test, like banging sounds,
sure.
you know, like
okay.
that.
Well,
a lot of burning in my muscles. I mean, it's real what I feel. And I just wanted to know, in your opinion, how safe you think MRI machines are with the electromagnetic
okay.
radiation. And
okay, stop. MRIs are 1,000 times safer than an X-ray. Okay, MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, they're magnets.
If you can handle going into that bubble.
Yeah. Well, you can stand to be in there because it's not like radiation. There's no radiation. Okay, there's no radiation. MRI is very safe. And you get pictures of things. Whereas an X-ray, you're looking at the hard tissue Whereas with an MRI, you can take an MRI of the skull and you can actually see the brain and see if it's shriveled up like a raisin or if it's normal. Do you have all the myelin where it's supposed to be, which is the white matter of the brain, which is the cholesterol in the brain, and so forth. And it's one of those things where MRI is much, much safer than an X-ray. Okay?
I can't go on those tubes, though, Doc. I just can't.
Don't do it.
I don't. I mean, I was in one once a couple of years ago. The thing's in, 2 inches away from your nose. Mm-hmm. You're in this tube. They tell you not to move, practically not to breathe.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, play golf.
It's crazy. And I don't get claustrophobic, but, man, I couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just safer from a standpoint of radiation. Okay, and also it's much more detailed. Because you get to see the soft tissue internally, which you don't get to see with an X-ray. And so it just depends on, you know, what they're looking for. And to check your knees and things like that, I wouldn't choose a MRI. On a knee, I would take an X-ray because it takes you like 3 seconds. Push the button, pew, you got to have your X-ray of your knee. Okay? And so but when you're looking at the skull and the chest, and the organs in your body, I'd go with the MRI. But when you're looking for bones and joints and stuff like that, the X-ray is fine.
Let's go to Bob in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Bob, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've learned a whole bunch just by listening to you guys this entire night, and it's great. In fact, I had questions about blood tests regarding mineral deficiencies and all that, and I learned now it's from the hair.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, blood tests, you can only get good answers about mineral deficiencies for iron and calcium. The rest of them you can't.
Wow. Well, my particular reason for even calling is that I know for a fact I have an inflammatory problem, and it's been diagnosed as gout. My grandma, my father's mother, had gout, and her feet would swell up like an elephant. Mm-hmm. And when I had to go to the hospital for the first time about 5 years ago, when I'm almost 60 right now, so that was about 55 years old of age, they thought initially I had a blood clot in my leg, and they were about ready to give me blood thinning medicine mm-hmm. that combined with gout treatment medicine would have killed me. But so then I decided to try and treat things on my own, and what I've done is try and go as gluten-free as I can. I'm not complete there. Anyways, what I'm wondering is my right foot, big toe, is turning crooked, and my left foot, toenail, is growing thicker than normal.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. How many times do you get up at night to urinate? Once, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times?
Well, here's the thing. Is I have an abnormal sleep schedule in and of itself, where sometimes I'll get 2 hours of sleep, sometimes 5 hours of sleep. Sometimes the urination is very frequent, where I'm already awake, so I'm not getting up to do it. Mm-hmm. And other times, but I'd say on a 24-hour basis, probably urinating more frequently than normal.
Okay. Okay, stop there. All right, and then do you have any tinnitus or ringing in the ears?
No, but I have noticed recently that my hands are starting to become affected, where, like, when I am in the middle of the night or sleep, whenever it is, or whenever I get up from sleep, that my right hand is hard to grip, and I have to kind of flex my hand like it was asleep.
Okay. How many, let's see here, do you have to use a cane or a walker or anything like that? Do you have any vertigo or dizziness or balance problems?
No, I have nothing. These are what I consider to be, hopefully, just the beginning of a problem that we can, you know, reduce or
tackle.
Fix.
Okay, one more question. Have you had a voice change? Do you have trouble swallowing or lose your sense of taste?
Well, actually, that's very curious that you mentioned that. No, except for and I pretty much quarantined myself and my family of four in our house during the pandemic. And my wife is a teacher, and eventually other people were in her school that she worked directly face-to-face with that got COVID, and
okay.
She brought it home in August, and I got COVID. She had a temperature of 104. Another son of mine, who's 26, got a 103-degree temperature.
Okay,
when
I
got
apologize.
It, I didn't
I
get
hate
any
to interrupt
temperature.
You, but we got to stay on the subject here.
Well, I lost my sense of taste and smell
okay.
a month after I got COVID.
Okay. So it's one of those things where you may have osteoporosis of the skull, okay? And you said your grandmother had what disease?
Well, she had gout and diabetes such that she lost her eyesight.
Yeah. Well, none of those things are genetic. None of them are autoimmune. My thesis for 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because they prove there are no genetically transmitted diseases, there are no autoimmune diseases where your body attacks itself. That's all nonsense. Doctors just said that when they didn't know the answer because they didn't want to say, I don't know. So they said, oh, it's your genes and it's your body attacking itself. So that's all nonsense, okay? When you are talking about diabetes, it's a simple nutritional deficiency. You have high blood pressure, it's a simple nutritional deficiency. You have arthritis, it's a simple nutritional deficiency. You have gout. Now, this means you're taking some bad stuff, and so there's inflammation there, and you accumulate stuff in your joints, okay? And so basically, and how much do you weigh?
I'm 60 years old, and I used to weigh 160, and I used to eat a lot of chocolate candy. When I had my big gout attack 5 years ago, I stopped that because I thought that was a trigger.
Okay.
And so now I reduced that.
Okay. So you weigh 160 pounds, correct?
No, I'm about 140, 135, okay. depending
All
on
right.
the day.
So none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, with no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones, and the carbonated water. And alkaline water need to go. And then I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day, two bottles of MSM, so you can take it three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. They're going to support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, skin, artery walls, vein walls, anything made out of connective tissue, including the valves in your heart and all that kind of stuff. And then I want you to take the collagen peptides. Go ahead and take a scoop of that in your morning drink, scoop of the evening drink. That's collagen from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. And then, let's see here, I do want you to take our high blood pressure protocol here. That's two bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three at breakfast, three at dinner time. And they're going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys. And that's going to be good for you. And also, with all the stuff you got going on, it wouldn't hurt for you to get that book, Rare Herbsman Cures. Go to chapter 1011, page 272. Get that hair analysis. It tells you where to send the sample, how to collect it, how to package it, where to ship it. Don't forget to put the check in there because the lab won't run the test without it. And it'll tell you if you have toxic metals. It'll tell you where all your nutritional minerals are at, okay? If you're missing any, or if some are low, some are high, or they're all in the right place. You need that information, and you cannot get that information from a blood test, okay? And so with that program, this shows results very quickly, and we do this literally thousands of times a week all over the world. We're in 80 countries. We deal with professional athletes. We deal with billionaires. We deal with Olympic athletes. And so we deal with really, really high-intensity people that need the information ASAP. So we're used to doing this. Okay?
Texts and tweets for you, Doc. What do we have, Tom?
Doc, in from Karina in Phoenix. What's your advice for a person with arteriosclerosis and a calcium score over 1,300? What can they take?
Okay, well, they need to get rid of all the bad foods. And again, get that book, Dr. Lux Cooking Without the Bad Foods. They get 300 pages of safe recipes and safe cooking methods. And there's no safe form of frying, air frying. You're heating the fat in the meat to frying temperatures, and that's causing problems, okay? So there's no air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying, no oils, no salad dressing, no cooking oils, absolutely none of the bad stuff, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks of any kind, including carbonated water. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, they need one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And you said high blood pressure, is that correct?
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. And so the MSM, 2 bottles a month, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, at dinner time. And then the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day. That's going to help with the blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain, the heart, the kidneys, and so forth. And let's go there. This little recipe turns things around pretty quick.
Next up, we go to Mary in New Jersey. We'll squeeze you in, Mary, before the break. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc. This is in the past. It's not current, but a bone marrow transplant, does the donor have to match the blood, have to match?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you're having a bone marrow transplant, everything has to match, okay? And, of course, well, why is this for yourself or a family member? Who's supposed to
get involved? It was a family member, but, you know, that's a long time ago, deceased.
Oh, okay.
But
go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, a bone marrow transplant will usually be used for somebody who has osteoporosis of their bones and they have need of some healthy defense, okay? They're looking for the immune system to be working. And, of course, it's the bone marrow, which makes white blood cells, which go and kill and eat cancer cells and go and kill and eat viruses and bacteria and fungus and yeast and so forth. So it's very important. Most people never get to see their bone marrow, but it's a very important part of their body and their immune system and their life. And it requires the 90 essential nutrients to make your bones healthy and normal and to be able to make normal bone marrow so the bone marrow can make white blood cells and make antibodies and make platelets and make red blood cells and stuff like that. And so when somebody needs a bone marrow transplant, that means to me that they had really severe osteoporosis and so that the bone marrow is all dead, okay? And that's why they wanted to give them a bone marrow transplant. And I would just say, you know, rather than do all that, give me 90 days rather than do a bone marrow transplant because there's all kinds of possible terrible things that can happen with transplanting and viruses and stuff like that. And so give me 90 days. And, of course, I'd give them the 90 essential nutrients. I'd do the MSM, the collagen peptides, and the vitamin D3 kind of thing. And we do this, like I say, thousands of times a month. We're in 80 countries. We do this all over the world, and we have such great success, testimony after testimony after testimony. So, we've been doing this for 75 years. So we have a lot of experience, and that's why my new book, The Wallach Revolution, okay, is selling like crazy. And it goes 75 years of our great discoveries. We have so many discoveries and so many well-known people, you know, such as Pat Boone and Danny Glover and Andy Young and Theo Ratliff and Evander Holyfield. All these famous people are telling their stories in there, okay, how they use our program to solve their problems that other doctors couldn't solve.
Ted wants to know about Tangy Tangerine 2.5. What's the difference between that and 2.0?
There's more nutrients.
More goodies, huh?
More goodies. There's more nutrients and also higher doses.
All right, we're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Take a peek at it. Hope you like it. And here's that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour, the psychic cop Chuck Bergman joins us. Fascinating discussion how he's been able to help police with victims and things, solving crimes with his psychic abilities. We'll talk with him about that and so much more next hour on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to our final segment. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. Then Doc will join us sometime after that. That would put you probably the end of April, right around there, Doc?
Sounds good to me.
My gosh, as the months, as we started off, just keep clicking by faster and faster and faster. Do you get involved in any social issues on your
sometimes.
Radio shows?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we get involved with what's going on in communities and so forth. We are invited to participate and to solve problems.
Let's go back to the phones. Next up, let us go to Eric in Indiana. Welcome to the program. Hey, Eric.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc Wallach.
Hi there.
How are you guys today?
Everybody's good. How about you?
Good. I'm great. Hey, I got a question about women losing, you know, hair thinning and stuff. What can a woman do to keep from losing all of her hair? Because my wife's been thinning for a long time.
Okay. Actually, we have a program for that, for both men and women. And let's see here. How much does your wife weigh? Does she have any other issues like diabetes or high blood pressure or arthritis?
Yeah, she's got diabetes and high blood pressure, and she weighs about 250, and she's probably about 5 foot tall.
Okay. All right. So she needs to get rid of all the bad foods. This is essential. She's got to get rid of fried foods. She's got to get rid of oils, you know, like salad dressing or cooking oils. Got to get rid of processed meats like ham and bacon, bologna, salami, that kind of stuff. She needs to get rid of gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, because that prevents her from efficiently absorbing the nutrients, which leads her to eat more frequently, looking for stuff, and so that's why she gains weight. Then she also needs to stay away from buckwheat. It's worse than gluten. She needs to stay away from sugar, and she needs to stay away from carbonated drinks, including diet drinks, and also carbonated drinks like water, you know, carbonated water.
Like tonic water.
Yeah, the carbonated water will neutralize stomach acids so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food, so that's a bad thing.
Hmm.
Then we want her at 200 pounds to take two healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose of everything twice a day. Then she needs 2 bottles a month of the MSM, take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time, and they're going to help her support maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between vertebrae, bone, makes bone itself, including the bone marrow to make white blood cells go and kill and eat viruses and bacteria and fungus and yeast and stuff. And then we want her to also have the, let's see here, hair, skin, and nails. I want her to get 3 bottles of that per month. They're small bottles, so I want her to get 3 bottles a month so she can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, and dinner time. And it's the raw materials necessary for healthy skin, hair growth, and so forth. The collagen peptides will help with that also. The MSM will help with that also. But she has to absorb nutrition, so she's got to stay away from the bad stuff, especially the gluten, the wheat, the barley, the rye, and oats. She cannot have oatmeal for breakfast. She cannot have buckwheat. She cannot have the breakfast of champions. If she's going to drink beer, it's got to be rice beer from either Australia or some Asian country. She cannot eat, you know, the American beers made from wheat kind of thing. And then, let's see here. Oh, then also for the skin, I want her to take the, minerals. She needs to take the extra minerals, and she can either just rub a couple ounces on her belly twice a day, about a, you know, like a half a teacup full of the liquid plant mineral on her belly. That'll help her with the skin problems as well. And then she won't have to drink so many minerals because she can just put them on her belly. And it's almost like IV. It's absorbed almost like instantly, and it goes IV and goes all over the place, including the skin. But this is very simple stuff. Because she has diabetes and high blood pressure, she also needs 2 bottles a month of our sweeties, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch.
You got her on a lot of stuff, Doc.
Well, I take, let's see here, I go through my two, I only weigh 142, and I take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. I take 45 other bottles of our nutrients, and I'll take 3 out of each one, and I'll take all those pills, tabs, and capsules twice a day in addition to my liquids.
Now, don't you recommend that people want to cut their costs down to be a distributor where they can then get it at wholesale?
Well, if you're a preferred customer, you get it for wholesale. If you get an auto ship, even as a preferred customer, you get an auto ship, I will pay the shipping for you, okay? And, of course, when you become a distributor, an associate, we call them, an associate, we actually have a program where you can get a certificate, you know, as a and be a health coach. And this gives you a lot of credibility. But anyway, it's one of those things where you take these nutrients and it gives your body what it needs to be happy. Okay, now, you'll add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life by taking all these nutrients. And again, you're going to pay wholesale for them. And then, you know, if you're building a business and you get customers and so forth, I will send you a check every month based on the volume you create. Okay, and then if you're running this out of your home, you get tax deductions. Okay, let's say you're using 25% of your floor space in your house, for your office, your little warehouse, in your meeting room. Well, guess what? You're getting a deduction, 25% of your mortgage, 25% of your homeowner's insurance, 25% of your utilities. You're going to get back thousands of dollars at the end of the year in tax refunds just because you're running the business out of your home.
All right, here's the information on that. That's go to criticalhealthnews.com. And again, Eric, that toll-free number to call, because I'm sure you may have missed some of the things Doc talked about, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Next up, Jeremy in North Dakota. Welcome to the show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, George. I'd like to ask the wise Dr. Wallach if he can tell me what the difference is between egg beaters and regular eggs out of a shell.
Okay, well, egg beaters are just made out of oil. Okay, and you kind of scramble it, kind of like they're not really eggs. They don't have the cholesterol in it that eggs do. And so I'd stay away from the egg beaters, okay? You want real eggs. Three eggs twice a day, that's going to give you enough cholesterol to maintain your brain and your spinal cord. And also, it's one of those things where cholesterol is required so you don't get Alzheimer's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, which is multiple sclerosis with tremors. And then there's a new one, which just came out some years ago, which Bruce Willis has, is the, let's see
that
here.
That frontal lobe.
Yeah, FTD, frontal temporal dementia. It's kind of like a localized Alzheimer's disease.
And I guess his career is over now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, he's retired and so forth. We're trying to communicate with his family because I can rebuild him. I can get his brain back. It'll give me 90 days. He'll be back to his perfect self. Okay, but I guarantee you he's on some statin drugs to lower his cholesterol. He's been told to not eat eggs and fatty meats and stuff like that. And so he did exactly as the doctor said, and that's why he has FTD.
How do you come down with that?
Well, when you have FTD, the cholesterol in your brain is gone. And 25% of your brain weight is cholesterol. And I would also throw in for this guy and for, you know, Bruce Willis, our I-26. Says right on the label. Now, this freaks people out. It says right on the label. It gives you 25% of your daily requirement of cholesterol. There's no other product on the market anywhere in the world which says anything like that.
That sells cholesterol.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're selling cholesterol because it makes up 25% of your brain weight, 25% of your spinal cord weight. And it's one of those things where it's good for your skin. It's good for your liver. You need cholesterol. Cholesterol is so important. You don't want to be like Bruce Willis and have FTD. You don't want to be like so many Americans who have Alzheimer's disease and MS. Doctors made a terrible mistake 100 years ago when they blamed cholesterol on plugged arteries, and that created a monster against humanity.
Let's take a few more calls, and then we're out of time, Doc. Let's go to Wynn in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Wynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. This kind of program
is
really good. I just wanted to share a couple of things with you. Let's start from the present. I work full-time. I'm a painter. I'm a writer. I'm doing a children's book.
Oh, good for you.
90. And I usually get mistaken, as you do, Doc, for 70. I get taken to 70, but I have three kids, 65, 64, and 59.
Wow.
Now, I stay.
Are you in your 80s or 90s?
I'm hitting 90 next month.
Good
hey,
for you. You don't sound like it, Wynn.
Well, that's what people say. They think I'm in my 70s. I've never had a drink, never had a cup of coffee, never had a cigarette, never had any drugs. I eat the same food every day. I have, and Doc, you're not going to like this one, but since 70 years ago, I've had the same breakfast of shredded wheat, bananas, berries, honey, wheat germ, etc., plus yogurt, plus several other things. During the day, trail mix. And at night, listen to this one. I only do a burger and spinach, period.
With the bread?
Vanilla.
Interesting diet. Well, it works for him, yeah. Doc.
Well, it's one of those things where you're getting enough nutrition so that you're going around the damage you're getting from all that wheat and oats and all that kind of stuff, because you are getting some damage to your intestines. There's no escaping that. And so you must be either supplementing a lot or eating the right foods. But eating eggs is important. three eggs twice a day, get that cholesterol, keep your brain going. And there's Jimmy Carter, I don't want to talk about his politics, but he just turned 98, and he's been eating grits every morning, you know, for 97 and a half years.
He's in hospice now at home, huh?
Well, see, the doctors say, look, Jimmy, you're 98 years old. If you have a heart attack, you're going to die, because by the time we get the ambulance out there and blah, 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 you're going to die. So let's put you in hospice in the hospital, so if you have a heart attack, we can save you.
Well, he's home now.
Well, yeah, he said, shove it. He told him to shove it. I'm not going to a hospital. I'm just going to stay at home. I don't need you guys.
If he's
going
to go, that's where he wants to go.
Yeah, and of course, he's 30 years older than any of those doctors. He's 30 years older than any of those doctors.
At least.
He's doing fine.
At least. Okay. Okay, Wynn, good luck. Keep doing what you're doing. It's working for you. Next up, we go to Kimberly in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hey, Kim, go ahead.
Hi. Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited to get through. Okay, so here's the thing. I was having heart palpitations at night. And it was like for the last 2 months, it was pounding. And I was like, what is going on? So I got to the doctor to do blood tests. And then he said, I'm pre-diabetic. In 5 points, I'll be diabetic. Also, I have high blood sugar and then high cholesterol.
Okay. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times?
It depends on the night, but a lot. Yes.
Okay. 3 to 5 times?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any tinnitus, any ringing in the ears?
No.
Okay. But you do have an irregular heartbeat?
Only at night.
And you lay down.
Sounds,
yes,
could be electrical, Doc.
Well, she actually has osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which is the vagus nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart. It's not a heart problem. Okay, she has diabetes and high blood pressure, correct?
Go ahead, Doc, please.
Okay, so she needs to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, none of the bad foods. None of the grains, you know, wheat, butter, rye, oats, none of that kind of stuff. She needs 2 Heather Brand and Heart Packs a month, full of swelling twice a day. She needs 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And then I want her to take our Synaptive, 2 bottles a month of that, so she can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner time, so the brain cells can talk to each other. If she does have blood sugar problems, she needs to take our Sweeties, 3 twice a day. If she's on blood sugar medicine, so she's pre-diabetic, don't cold turkey off of that, but as the blood sugar begins to drop, she can slowly reduce the medication based on numbers. Same way with the blood pressure, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 words, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month, and that will help her maintain healthy blood pressure and also get blood flowing through blocked arteries in the brain, the heart, the kidneys. And if she's on medication for blood pressure issues, don't cold turkey off of that, but as the blood pressure begins to get better, she can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And she has a very common picture here in America. And these are all nutritional deficiencies. And, of course, the medical doctors say, oh, this is genetic, it's autoimmune, your body's attacking itself and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a natural treasure. In 2011, I got the Klaus Schwartz Award for that, kind of like the Nobel Prize in biochemistry. I also, in 2015, from the United Nations, they gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award for that, okay, for finding those things. And, again, my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm very, very proud of that. And it's one of those things where this book, The Wallach Revolution, it covers 75 years of some of the great discoveries that we've made on health, got rid of cystic fibrosis, got rid of muscular dystrophy, made Jerry Lewis happy. Got rid of sudden death syndrome, where doctors were saying the mothers are laying on the babies and suffocating them. They said that for years and years and years of simple nutritional deficiencies. I had to sue the FDA in federal court 8 times, my attorney, Jonathan Ward, and I did that 8 times on that one subject. We got the nutrients put into the baby formulas, and cystic fibrosis, a bad birth defect, went away, muscular dystrophy went away, and sudden death syndrome went away, all because we got that nutrient put into the baby formula. So we're very proud of that.
Doc, want to thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk to you in 6 weeks.
God bless you, George, you and Tom and the team. We can't thank you enough for everything. You're doing great work to save humanity. We're so very proud to be associated with you. God bless.
You too. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to whenever you want to. And also you can call this number anytime. 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Chuck Bergman joins us, the Psychic Cop.